So tell me, talking about your dad, what are tell me a few things, favorite things of his.
He was an outdoor person, so okay. he enjoyed events, mm-hmm. and he would always tag me along, actually. Yes, okay. I remember when I was young, he would always take me with him. He had church things, you know, just family events. He loved being with people.
Yeah.
So that was definitely one of his favorite things. Something else would be taking walks with my sibling and I, my brother, because the other one was really young.
Younger.
We would always go to Katungu Market. He would take us to the salon and the barber shop.
He would take you to the salon?
Yes,
really?
I remember one particular walk that we took, and I still remember it. So I hold that very dear to my heart. And he was also a very weird guy. He liked birds.
Weird guy.
He liked birds. He liked to eat birds.
What's weird about birds, though?
No, that's not nice. Birds are supposed to look beautiful and let them fly. So he would always put something by the meter box just right outside mm-hmm. the house. I remember that very well, and he loved, like, trapping birds.
Them.
Yes, and then eating them after.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just sad that Dad died when I was 4, but we still live on, you know, he lives through us,
yes.
you know, because of the things that he instilled in us while mm-hmm. we were still alive.
I said, that's just so amazing. You know, family is always important.
That's true.
Is there any achievements of yours that you dedicated to your dad?
The first album, which is the only album I have right now, Mubanga.
Mm-hmm.
I actually titled that not just because it's my surname,
mm-hmm.
but to also have it as a tribute to him, actually.
Okay.
Like, because I feel it's the only tangible thing that I have that's of him, you know? And it means so much to me. That's why even whenever I would sing, every song on the album means mm-hmm. so much to me, because it reminds me of my earthly father as well, even as it reminds me of my
heavenly
father.
Mm,
yeah.
That's amazing. Very amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And also on my 24th birthday this year, I just had this emotional feeling to just get to know more about my father in absence,
mm-hmm.
and I went for this therapeutic painting session
mm-hmm.
where I was asked to draw something and paint something,
okay.
and I actually painted a figure of me and my father.
Father.
Then there was like a barrier of some sort, which is, you know, I'm still alive and he's
not there,
and that felt like some sort of healing. Because I've grown up thinking, oh, I'm okay, you know, like, oh, Dad died when I was 4, I'm okay. But really, it's revealing itself as I grow older that, you know, a father figure really matters to a woman.
Yes,
so
very
it's really
true, very true.
Affected many areas of my life.
Yeah.
So, but I'm grateful that I know that my heavenly father loves me and he'll never leave me.
Never.
Yeah.